Hello and welcome to the Scattered Afterthoughts podcast. It is episode 15. It's been like 2 years, guys. It's been a long time. We got Harrison here.
Hello.
We got Blake.
Child.
We got Luke.
Hey.
I'm an adult.
We got Jason.
Hello.
And we got Joshua.
I don't even know where I am right now.
And we're back. It's been way too long. So let's start it the way we started everything up to this point. We got to start with happies and crappies. Why don't you start us off, Blake? What is your happy?
Overwatch is coming out on Tuesday, potentially.
So, okay, what is your crappy, and why is it that Overwatch isn't out yet?
Oh, my crappy is that...
It's not out on Monday.
So I'd probably be in it.
Okay.
And it's not out because Blizzard want to make money.
They really want
a bunch of skeletons.
Just, you know, shame on those big corporations always wanting to make money.
I have to ask, Blake, are you playing Hearthstone now?
I was playing Hearthstone like 5 minutes ago.
Okay, I was just joking.
Alright, Luke, what's your happy?
Well, you know, Overwatch is coming out soon.
Okay. Fair enough. I guess you jumped on the hype train right behind Blake. Maybe a few cars back. What's your crappy, though?
I've been on that train way too long!
My crappy is that I'm terrible at Hearthstone.
This is true.
Valid.
I'm with you there. I haven't played in so long.
I crafted Dr. Boom, so now I can win games.
He did. And dude,
I don't even know what that is.
Dr. Boom is the 7-cost legendary that is worth that is 9 mana worth of value.
What?
It's up to 2 minions that would be worth 2 mana.
Huh. That sounds interesting.
In addition to being a 7/7 on its own.
Well.
Nerd. Card nerd.
Alright, Jason, what's your happy? What's your happy then?
Ironically, my happy is that I have been taking part in a tabletop roleplaying game.
What?
Over the.
Wait. Okay, say that again.
I've been playing a tabletop role-playing game.
Which one?
I've been playing Dark Heresy.
Oh.
Were you and I going to do that?
And, I heard that's good. I've never actually played it.
No, I just heard it's really fun.
What?
You know?
Tell me about it.
You get eaten by, like...
No, we're going to play a game together.
Yeah, I found that, like,
but,
website.
Our first session, we got to a planet, and we got arrested by local police.
Inquisition got arrested by local police.
They weren't arbiters. They weren't anyone special. Just like run-of-the-mill city cops.
You were just arrested
that
as like
us.
City thugs.
Burt mall cop is what you're trying to say.
I am a
Your
medical
campaign
psyker.
Is a medical psyker.
We have 2 psykers, which is great. He shoots fire, and I heal people. Or, alternatively, make them cause a great deal of pain. So, my happy is that I think that is tomorrow that I to hopefully cause agonizing pain to people with psychic powers. My crappy is that we suck at it, and it's,
My crappy is that we got arrested by cops.
That sounds familiar.
Is that our record is pretty bad. And
did you die in an elevator?
No. I mean, we got arrested. I mean, my character, by the way, is a 40-year-old psycher woman.
All right.
With a limp.
So basically
with a limp.
You.
With a limp.
With a limp, so I walk with a cane that I need.
Why does she have a limp, though? Is that going to be character development?
You know what? I'm gonna work on that. Thank
did
you.
Did you roll badly on a childhood trauma?
I rolled pretty well. I'm
having 4 limbs.
I rolled pretty well, except that
Money
like,
more.
My head exploded at one point. and they had to like piece it back together.
My head exploding at some point.
It's actually pretty good considering what I could have gotten.
It's just, you know, just
yeah, it could have been really bad. Could have had use of head explodes.
Too soon.
All right.
Happy is that I have a band now, and that's nice. Yeah, I'm really happy about it.
That's cool.
No name yet because we're just starting. But
so, are you the electric violin?
No, I play guitar, and whether or not I'm going to be doing guitar is still for grabs. But I do vocals and stuff like that.
Are you the backup screamer?
I'm the.
I'll tell you what, though. If you need an extra member, I play a mean electric harmonica.
Are you in Dallas right now?
That's dangerous.
I play a mean automated playlist.
I mean, look.
All right, I'll let you know. Saying, you know. You know, we can like Skype.
I'm there for performance. Just when you need me the most, I will be there at your concert. And
that sounds great.
Holding my harmonica.
Unfortunately. Oh, sorry.
And
what?
I'll just be there, and I'll plug it in, turn it to 11, and I'll just
the only problem is that we're having to move a bit slowly because almost everyone's equipment is like borrowed from other people, like amplifiers and stuff. So it'll be like, hey, you want to meet up? We don't. I don't have an amp right now.
Okay, hold on.
Hold on, we're going acoustic, boys.
I just want to point out. And as we're doing this podcast, I get a Steam notification saying that Harrison is now playing War Thunder.
All right.
I have to update. There's an update. I got to update for later.
Oh. All right, so.
Okay.
Update 1.5.
It's a very engaging game.
Sorry.
Today,
what's your crappy, Joshua?
I haven't had like eggs at home in a long time. I will tell you that. And so... my sister and I were trying to figure out what we were going to have for lunch today. So we had some eggs, and we're like, let's make, like, egg sandwiches, where you have, like, toast and then, like, the eggs in between. So I hadn't, like I said, I hadn't had eggs in a long time. So I cracked two eggs into a bowl today, and I started to put the milk in. Now, this is where I went wrong. I put in way too much milk. So it's like a gross, like, soup thing. So, to try and make up for it, I put, like, a pound of cheese in it, and so I put it on the skillet, and...
Oh, my God!
I didn't have any pasta, so I was...
Why didn't you just add pasta?
Pasta?
Yeah. Dude, all right. If you're gonna fuck up, at least try to make it good.
So I put it on the skillet, and I was like, well, yes, maybe boy. It'll evaporate. And
that's what water does, right?
When you add
my sister was like, so I cooked these eggs for like 15 minutes.
Cardiac arrest in a skillet.
waiting for them to become good. And I just waited, and I stirred, and I just flipped them about, and I ended up. Having like their eggs, but they had the consistency of like grits.
Please tell me you dropped it.
And I put it, I put the pan down on the table on a metal sheeting, and I put a paper plate down, and I had
There's
two pieces of bread that I didn't toast nearly enough. So it was like soft toast. And I put mayonnaise on it, and then I put the eggs there, and it was awful.
Mayonnaise
I just kind of ate it while
sandwich.
I felt really sad. And then, well, after...
I saw a Facebook post about you being, like, nauseous or something.
Well, I didn't...
You know, that at that point is when I would admit defeat. Just get on my knees.
I could have
just say
like,
I am sorry
more,
to the universe.
Some different eggs, but
throw it away and go buy some ramen.
So after I ate, Well, yeah, but we only just started collecting them again. Don't at me here.
Don't you have chickens that lay eggs?
After I ate this, like, terrible egg sandwich, I still had half, like, a pan left of these two eggs that I cooked. So, yeah, but because of the milk, it was, like, huge.
Half a pan of two eggs.
And,
I know, that's what I'm saying.
So,
two eggs and it's half
I got the rest of it and I put it down on the plate.
Show. That's milk and cheese
put,
with
like,
egg
mayonnaise on top and mixed it in together to try and make it, like, edible. And I ate it all. And then I was so miserable. Yeah. And my sister was like, you know, I can, like, cook you an egg if you want. I was like, I'm already
full. Calling us from the hospital?
And I went and laid down on the couch. And just, I was just there, and I hated myself the whole time. And I thought I really felt like I might throw up.
Just cried.
Luckily, I'm okay now. But it was awful,
like,
and, like... Then, like, my younger sister and younger brother got, like, mad at me for not making them eggs, and they wanted me to get up and make them eggs, even though, like, I was lying there in agony. It was so... It was so bad.
Your own personal hell.
This whole story. I was not prepared.
Also, the co-optional podcast.
There's my crappy.
That's copyrighted. We'll work on the name.
I forgot he was here.
Okay. Last and certainly least, Harrison. What is your happy?
Okay.
Nothing.
Harry, you're in a band too.
We did good at our band comp.
Oh yeah, you guys got straight
that's
ones, right?
Yeah,
that's nice.
I'm
that's
sorry. Nice.
He's in a marching band.
I'm in the school
He's in a
band.
Marching band.
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I just had a flashback of My Chemical Romance when I said marching band.
Yeah.
My crappy is that Jason just brought
so,
up. MCR.
Do you have anything like worthwhile?
Good.
Fallout 4 is not.
My crappy is that he called it NCR.
I heard you're growing hair out. I looked up your Instagram and you. Yeah. You. No. He looks
absolutely
great though.
Is there anything good
seriously,
in your life?
Like when Harry first got on here,
no.
he was like the buzz cut kid.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I
you don't have
out,
hair.
And
you
like,
don't have short
stud.
Hair anymore.
How's puberty hitting
no.
you?
What?
He got a new car.
A car.
I would. I would
Harrison.
Get in that car with him.
Harrison. When you go to Walmart or Target to buy your shampoo, look for Aveeno. It will make your hair so soft.
Yeah.
Like seriously, you will get all of the women if your hair is that soft.
Wait.
The trick is you have to get them to touch your hair first.
Or guys, because you know that's also possible. It has unintentional side effects as well.
I don't use that word.
I have to ask Joshua, did you call him a stud or a slut?
Yes.
Yes.
The important question there.
Okay.
Okay, Harrison, what's your crappy?
Fallout 4 it now
okay.
yet.
Okay, fair enough.
Fallout 4 existing. That should be a happy.
Alright, so let's see. What's my happy?
I think
my happy right now is that I have already ordered the Fallout 4 Pip-Boy edition, and I have that to look forward to, because that's going to be amazing. I'm getting my own Pip-Boy, and you know I'm going to rub it in everyone's face.
Are you going to wear
that's
it
awesome.
Everywhere?
This is the
Please
part.
Tell me.
This is the part where
I will wear it
that's
everywhere.
That's
you think
awesome.
I won't? You know what I wore around school today?
Please
I wore
me.
My Taylor Swift hoodie. That's what I wore.
Nice!
Because I love Taylor Swift. I don't care who knows it.
I love you as a person more and more.
I went to her concert like last weekend in Dallas, like at AT&T Stadium. I don't know if she sold it out, but she at least
did. She mosh?
Because it's giant, giant stadium. It was amazing. It was just great. The traffic was terrible. It was the worst experience of my life, but the concert was great. This is a Taylor Swift concert. We had assigned seats. Excuse me. To get even close to the stage, drugs? you need to pay a lot of money.
Greg's boyfriend sucks.
You need to pay a lot. Get a
windmill.
Oh man, all I'm right, just imagining a mosh pit at a Taylor Swift concert.
What is my crappy? I don't know what my crappy is. I guess my crappy is probably that...
I thought you were about to say friends.
I now live, like, a minimum of 5 hours away from that one specific Starbucks shop that I always went to.
And I'll pour it down my pants.
And everybody knew me there, and it was great. And I mean, I guess my friends are okay, but my friends can't get me a venti ice and a latte. So, you know, priorities.
If I ever visit Dallas, I will get you a venti something or other and a latte.
Maybe there's a reason I didn't ask. I don't want Joshua's egg form of a vanilla latte.
I almost took a picture of it to put online, but then I got really worried that if I was ever making a new friend,
because
or,
he just kept describing it really well,
like
to the point that I got a very vivid image, and I wish
they would,
that I did.
Like, they would find that on my Facebook and just lose all interest in me. Like, everything about me would become unattractive to them because they know that I ate those eggs.
I'll vomit. Break their keyboard.
They'll just see that and be like,
I'm sorry.
You don't want evidence that this ever happened. They talk to you and they think about the eggs.
I should have just.
Every
I should
time
have
they talk to you, they get
made like
nauseous.
I should have made a Tinder account.
Oh,
but that is the profile picture.
So let's just take a look at your pro. Oh my god!
Get out!
I don't know who
get
you
out.
Are. I don't know what you were doing. I just don't.
You should have taken a picture with no text at all, like no explanation, just a picture.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so here, all right, for you like five people who might still actually notice that this podcast is alive. And then for the two people
credit
on top of that who will actually listen to the first 2 minutes of the show, and for the one guy who's still here,
and for me when I listen to it 2 years later,
yeah, here's the skinny. We are all adults except for Harrison now, because Harrison is a scrub lord. But
Luke's
Harrison does
dad,
also
though.
Have a
Six
car,
stack and drive.
So. He's I guess he's like semi free.
Junior adult.
I'll say. You know why?
He's a junior adult. Blake is a senior adult. At least by our standards. Really, as far as I'm concerned, he's still like
he's probably still.
But yeah, Luke is a dad. He got married pretty quickly. Joshua, I don't even know what's going on with him. He had like a whole. I know Joshua's like only 18, but he had like a midlife crisis thing like 2 months ago. Yeah.
It's the car.
Let's see. Jason is.
I was in a coma for a year.
He was in coma for a year. He like.
Oh.
I don't know what the coma. Look, the coma came out of something.
Yeah,
nobody's really sure.
Really,
there are no
like,
witnesses.
To,
I don't
all
remember.
All we know is that
his dad
we found
got like this
Book of Cthulhu
food like
on the floor.
I'm not vaporizer. Like it's like a Nutribullet.
I don't really want to know what happened.
And he like puts zucchini in it.
I think like, it's better that Jason doesn't remember pizza, what happened.
And there'll be like vegetables on it. And he puts and we'll on just move on. And I'm like, good job. Ugh. I'm thinking about
my dad
like,
makes the most disgusting things other than Joshua's eggs.
I was about to say
zucchini almost as bad as those eggs.
I'm just imagining like
that's like a zucchini
just
pudding.
Making a zucchini version of like
everything. That's the worst pizza.
You better bet he's made a zucchini pizza, and you better bet it was terrible smelling.
Zucchini pizza.
And when I say that, I mean like the there was no bread. It was fried.
Well, I don't think anyone's visited
him. Zucchini. Oh my god.
With more zucchini upon
that's
it.
Disgusting.
So gross.
The only reason it qualifies as a pizza is because it had sauce and cheese and it was shaped like a disc.
Speaking of pizzas, Blake by this point has still given out zero pizzas.
This is true.
It's been 2 years.
No,
Luke, do you want to tell us about your little boy?
Luke got pizza. Luke
Dad,
got
but he's like living
the
there.
Yeah.
That doesn't count.
I still drove up.
It's
here.
The first time.
Wait, so does that mean that now Luke has to get the next pizza? Is that how it works?
Yeah, come on over. 5-hour drive.
I think he's doing the best of all of us.
I don't want to talk about
it. And then there's Harrison. Oh god, Harrison. I don't know where
he got pretty cool.
Wrong, honestly.
He graduated
is this
second
really,
grade.
I guess,
well,
as soon as he like is really weird. Because, like, he got a car and everything, but, like, basically right after he got a car, because his parents got him, they got a loan for the car, and then they, like, their house burned down, and...
So they had to sell his sister? His
dad lost his job, and it was, like, it was really stressful, but they, like, pretended that they could handle it, just for Harrison's sake, and so
Harrison
they let him keep
the
car.
Harrison and the coat of many colors.
So now Harrison, like, drives everywhere, and unbeknownst to him, he's like, every mile, it just hurts them more and more. So they had to, he doesn't have a sister anymore.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, that might be an improvement for Harrison. But still.
Yeah, it definitely is.
On the bright side, you're the godfather of Luke's child.
Mm-hmm. It was a, and then when Harrison got married, that was a great wedding, by the way. The cake was, like, on point. Like, seriously.
Oh my god, you guys, I had a cake the other day, and I hate cake, but I ate cake, and it was the best. I had strawberries in it, and I despise cake, but man, was that good.
How did that go? Where it's like, do you want the cake?
Do you hate cake or do you hate ice?
I imagine that somebody at the wherever you were eating cake, was it like a party or something, or
yeah,
was it just there?
A family member's like 80th birthday.
I just imagine somebody like asking you if you want cake, and you're just like, no, I don't want any. And then they're like forcing you to eat the cake. It's like, fine, I'll eat
dude,
the cake.
Dude,
and then
you
just like take a bite. And
I just had
like,
a flashback to specifically I like cake. I think Jason's.
See, and then you take a bite
like,
and you're
like,
no,
I work like that. Actually, my friend forced me.
Me,
to
him,
cake,
and
I liked it,
mutual
so I had more cake.
Friend.
And the best part
the night at
was when
house.
It was over, I got to keep
and,
the leftover cake. So I had cake for about 3 days.
Obviously. And so was the mutual friend.
3 days!
He was too. And then I probably was. But yeah, his parents got him a strawberry cake. And he was like, no, it was just like cake, but strawberry. No, you were like, I hate cake! I hate strawberry cake!
Was I a total asshole?
And your mom was like, you specifically asked for like a strawberry cake, and you're like,
more than usual.
and then
Villanueva the sun.
I know. But then the next morning, your dad went out and got us donuts.
Was it a strawberry shortcake? About,
and I didn't eat it, did I?
Jason was like, I hate donuts. And he went into the pantry and he got a box
not
of
that
obnoxious,
cereal. I can imagine and being a little bit of a bitch, but not
specifically
that
a Pops bowl. Like a Pops themed cereal bowl. And I think you had that, and then, well, I ate like donuts. Jason just ate Pops cereal.
I was going through a phase, alright?
It's okay, that was a horrible party. But we did see Sharkboy and Lava Girl before all that, and it was tight. Oh.
I do not remember ever having a Pops bowl, but you might be right. You're
what?
Never getting invited to a birthday again. I'll tell you that much.
Well, will there be cake this time?
Really?
Nice. I love me some Sharkboy.
That young Terry Rotten.
It's the fact that it's made by white men.
That, like, I was a kid and the show was about kids, so myself. Oh man, that cake was good. Now, I'm sorry, I'm having flashbacks to this cake.
Rather ironically, right. I actually, like, really don't like cake anymore. Yeah.
Now, is it the cake?
The frosting
or is it
was
the
good.
I guess it's the style of cake. Because I will eat some
it's
cakes. I really
frost.
Like some cakes, but
I like
really
bread.
Dense cakes now.
Yeah.
Like super dense
like sponge,
cakes. I don't like the fluffy. I don't like the fluffy cakes anymore. Like the standard cakes. I don't
like
those.
Moist, spongy sponge cake. Like that sort of like.
Kinda.
So,
it just needs to be super dense.
I
like,
heard
it needs
to
be like
a great ton
sponge
of cake, not like dry sponge cake, you know?
My, like,
I like cake where the
my
actual
cousin's best
cake
friend's,
part tastes good.
Youth pastor.
It's not just like mediocre
said,
cake.
He apparently, he
yeah,
allows
it's not just like
to,
mediocre.
Go on, go on the internet every once in a while.
And then they put flavor on top
there,
of it.
There's going to be a new Star Wars.
You know, cake, not cake.
Exactly.
Now, I only saw, like, I only saw 10 minutes of, like, Star Wars 2 at, like, a friend's birthday party, but then I had to look away because I'm not allowed.
Too?
But, it sounds like this is something that people get pretty excited about. I'm so excited.
That's the
J.J.
Right?
Abrams was a great Kirk. And, all right, shut up. How do you feel about this? I'm so excited. Yeah.
I mean, it's whatever, you know.
But they already remade one with,
I just want them to kiss already.
J.J. Abrams
was
made it.
J.J. Abrams, yeah. They remade it. They remade it. In, like, the new universe. Yeah. I like the part where they flew through, episode 7.
I want some C-3PO R2-D2, like, sass. That sass
I want
the
that ball bully guy.
Hold on. You know what? No,
did you just say you want the ball rolling guy? Referring to
Harrison. Okay. No,
that's what I
this kid's gonna be following around with a hairy dude all the time.
I mean, I guess he has one way from
spice.
Giant circles before.
Yeah, he's a random ball. I know.
I'm so excited though.
I was
like, this many people we can't talk about. Really,
not
like,
even
I think it's gonna be about this.
And they were watching.
Gonna happen, but
they're pulling you as a baby, and they said this kid's gonna be a ball roller.
I think there might be a lightsaber at one point.
He's been rolling balls ever since.
What's the robot's name?
Spice Flow.
Oh, the BB-8.
I really hope this movie's good, because honestly, like...
I think it's going to be about a war in space.
I feel like myself again.
They're
going to
fight like being excited for like the light sticks and the pew-pews.
I feel human.
I was not hyped for that at all, but Joshua forced me to watch the trailer, and when I heard like the noise that a TIE fighter made, that is what got me hyped. Like, TIE fighters!
Followed by pew-pews.
TIE fighters make like a...
Yeah, BB-8. Soccer ball
that,
blade.
That's
yeah.
got me. It's the...
Is it...
And the 8 is
I know what
supposed
you, I
to
know
be
what
like
you mean.
A vertical
because
infinity
being,
sign.
Being,
like
being
his ball
excited
is
for
like...
this, I feel like Joshua.
You know what, Joshua? In honor of this, we can... this Christmas, we can watch the Star Wars Christmas special.
No, Darth Vader's dead. Kylo Ren,
the
villain, has his
the
mask.
Trailer, the BB-8.
I guess it stands for that long to Google that.
I actually.
How did you Google that? I thought you were playing Warcraft.
I used to be like reading. I've stopped now, but like I would read all the leaks or whatever that came out. And my friend I had was like the complete opposite. He didn't want anything spoiled.
Oh,
so I texted him.
It all makes sense.
Hey, dude, did you hear about the new leak for Star Wars? And he's like, "Nah, man, I'm staying away from that stuff." And I was like, "Dude, it's
spoilers."
Luke turns to. I went.
Spoilers.
I'm watching the
Darth
trailer.
Vader is a dad.
I went. It's huge. Like Luke turns to the dark side and kills Han, and he believed me, and he flipped out and started sending me like. He sent me like all caps texts like. This is my childhood, and you ruined it.
You
probably.
Like,
and so I got
nah,
mutual
man,
friend who's sitting next to me to start texting
me
on some of the same stuff.
The leak.
He got in the wreck later that day. And sometimes I feel like if I hadn't messed with him,
you're an asshole.
He'd still be
trying
here.
To say.
You done good.
Ignoring me over in college. But, you know,
did he do like,
he's gone.
Did he do like a Darth Vader? No.
Goodbye. You know, sometimes I wonder if, you know,
oh,
before
God.
I
you're,
flew off the
you're
bridge.
You're evil in your own special
hey,
way.
This is good.
I'm so proud of you.
You know, I don't have to live in a world where Luke kills Han. I'm glad Joshua told me.
What? Are you...
Why are you playing that music? Because
it's sad.
That's not a sad music.
No, you're lying.
All right. Well, I'm not bringing it up.
Yeah, Luke. Don't be a
I'm so glad that you're telling the truth and not lying right here.
Okay. What are you all like the most excited for?
Let's have a moment of silence for the fallen.
I'm talking about him going off the bridge and dying.
Here, what was his name?
His hands can't move.
Here lies Steven. He did a flip.
That's my dad's name. Is my dad okay?
It's my dad.
6.5
Think of it this way, Harrison. At least you're not in debt anymore. I'm most excited for popcorn at the theater.
For someone to get their hand cut off on the handlebar of the lightsaber. I mean, I speak for all of us.
I want to see C-3PO with a lightsaber. You shut your mouth!
Boy, oh, Leia's gonna be like...
Infinity.
Chronicles Leia's like midlife crisis.
We have like, where she droid puts, heads like, on soccer balls. Anything is possible.
Wears, like, I'm sorry, I can't get over that.
The Jabba's palace like slave outfit again.
You can just call
to try and like
life.
Excite Han, and Han's like, I'm sorry, I'm old, I'm not feeling it. And Han is like, I'm sorry, I'm just
rolling around the galaxy.
I'm old, I don't feel it anymore, and he just he goes on like a road trip with Chewie. Oh. The Force is awakening to try and take
the galaxy
back.
She just wears it for her clothes because it makes her feel empowered.
Space Jam.
Along the way, they meet great new friends like Beatball Life.
Spaceballs.
That shows them the true meaning of life.
But for real, like, I'm so excited to see
you don't need
how Luke has turned out now that he's older. You've seen them in the trailer.
But don't you see? The battle for the galaxy will be
played
in a B-ball match.
Space Jam.
Space Jam.
No,
it's copyright. Star Jam.
I worry. Well, no, because then you have to leave the theater to, like, you might miss.
There better be some TIE fighters.
Dude.
I know, but there better be.
I'm really excited.
Yeah, but you have to kill them afterwards for not being interested.
Because now I have an excuse to buy an ungodly amount of popcorn. Like, ridiculous amounts of popcorn.
Yeah.
Or you could just hook up a urinary catheter.
Is everything bigger in Texas?
I sure hope so. Because I'm buying a lot,
at least,
and you
like,
better believe I'm coming back.
Seriously, like... There's not much I would leave the theater for.
That's what you get.
But
like, you
I worry,
someone
though,
who's
that
not interested in the movie
I'll have, like, an anxiety attack or something as soon as, like, the scroll begins.
Exactly.
But then and I also worry
also
that, like, if something
is interested,
big happens,
so
like, I don't know what will hold me back
from,
like, screaming in the theater.
Gulp,
but then I also worry that other people will scream in the theater at stuff that doesn't matter, and I'll get annoyed.
Excuse me? Are you a man or a mouse? You will hold your piss in until the end of the movie.
Seeing Star Wars 7 in theaters is the future
if you have
of gaming.
Start leaking out of the seat.
Just pee your pants.
I don't actually know.
I'll just choose a moment where, like, Leia's talking or something.
First note.
Everybody else will be in the same boat.
My immersion.
My immersion.
People
have
the answer.
Are you gonna see it in 3D?
So, I guess now we finally have the answer, guys. The real important thing is we finally have an answer to one of what will come first, Episode 7 or Half-Life 3? And now we know.
It's all because of B-Ball.
Now we know.
God bless you, B-Ball.
You don't need to say cuss words to have a good time.
Man. Can that be the name of this episode? B-ball equals light.
B-ball is light.
Not Sienna Nightcore.
Okay, so Blake, inform us about your extensive knowledge into Nightcore instruments.
Well, I have been listening to the complete works of Bach on harpsichord for the past hour, so I think I'm way up to date.
For the past hour?
Oh my god.
Since I said harpsichord, I can actually give you time because I start
think so.
Listening to
it. Yeah, it has been an hour. It has been an hour.
Oh my gosh.
Are you okay?
I don't know.
I mean, he undoubtedly, you know, made some contributions.
I mean, I guess so.
Is Bach a chump?
He overshadowed.
Like, is he good?
Yeah.
Is Bach a chump?
Can you be
who invented
a chump while you're
the answer
way
is
dead?
Way dead.
And he is the chumpiest chump.
Who is also dead.
One day, like,
false Thomas Edison is also dead.
Bach's wife walks
Thomas
in.
Edison
like,
was a chump too.
What if we like took the intro of my favorite anime, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, and sped it up, and people could listen to it on YouTube? And his wife was like, "I don't know what you're talking about." and then Bach like passed out, went back to normal.
I don't know.
But historians have that chronicled.
It was
some
Bach.
Idiot.
It was
I'm pretty sure it was the band.
It's Bach.
I'm pretty sure it was. I'm pretty
Isn't
sure
like French
Nightcore
or something?
Was the Nightcore.
Makes sense. They're good at
I think
making
so.
Bad things.
I'm fairly.
Oh no! I think there's. I think it actually. I'm pretty sure it's Swedish.
Ugh.
What is a YouTube?
What is a YouTube?
That's how Bach died, actually.
He
actually,
couldn't control
psychic
just,
vision.
The future. He just could not contain.
He couldn't handle it.
Jason.
He saw what the world was
Jason,
coming
I got
to,
a.
He said, I'm out.
4-track like, application on my phone for recording music that lets you kind of edit stuff. A little
actually,
bit.
I'd rather not.
For, like,
don't mind.
Like, I guess, like, acoustic type stuff. Can I like, go to your house and, like, record
but
something
no,
with that?
I do legitimately.
I can't play piano,
like,
but I mean,
organ,
it'd be easy to
and it
up,
is.
Like, simple.
I mean, it looked like
ooh,
some.
That
but which
good.
Organ, though? Like, do you have an electric heart or, like.
Man, you know, it's just sort of like. A rib cage with a bunch of beating bits in it.
Which I call that more of a system.
Actually,
I don't know.
Really
they
cool.
don't look
is
like they're connected
is
or
your
anything,
organ upstairs?
But they all look like they're pulsing. I don't know.
How do you
it's
carry
more like bagpipes, really?
No, I know it's electric. I just I don't know what size like it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, that could be.
Sure. Tune. Yeah. Yeah, cool. We can be total trash. I have
and because all its loved
too.
Ones are dead.
I have an ocarina we could do. To, like, I could try my very best at, like, Song of Storms. I mean, I can carry it wherever. It's...
Very carefully.
It's electric.
It's, I'm trying to think of a good comparison. Oh. It's like the size
Take that,
of like,
church.
A really full backpack.
Just a small
like a little bit.
Like, stroll into church one morning.
Is
I mean,
heavy?
It's pretty hollow because it sucks in air. And
oh, that's even better.
It puts it
I'm just thinking about, like,
You just like march into church and like
something
the performance
like that,
halts,
yeah.
And you're like,
it pulls, it's like it has
there's
a fan on the wall in air,
set up the electric
and
organ,
then it goes through the pipes. Whereas like you know, a normal organ has like
afterwards.
Pulleys and valves and stuff. It just has a fan
and works entirely off of
yeah,
air
this,
pressure.
This works off of. We have a fan to do all of that silly nonsense. Yeah. It's like made from the 80s. Like, we got it at a garage sale. It has the aesthetic.
Oh!
It's pretty great. I mean, I just came home one day and it was on the, like, I woke up, came downstairs, and it was on the kitchen table. I'm like, what is this? My dad says, hey,
the epic
on
version.
The way home from work, there was a garage sale, and they have an electric organ, so I bought it for you, because you like weird stuff. And I was like, thanks! I
because
sat there
you,
for several hours
sir,
just
are a
playing
weeb.
A little tune, like, doo, doo, doo. But it was more like, burr, burr, burr.
Harrison, don't you actually play an instrument? What instrument do you play?
Yeah, I play saxophone. Yeah, baby.
Which, are there like different variations of saxophone?
There's the sexy version, and then there's the
yeah,
not
there's...
sexy version.
No.
And then there's Harris.
There's Nightcore.
There's like,
can you play
five or six versions, but like they all have the same fingerings. No.
You know,
I could try.
Oh my god.
You know,
some
people, they think I'm gonna have like six kids when I grow up.
Head,
and sometimes
I
they might have more. Sometimes I might even have less. And no.
Nightcore
yeah, then you might not have any kids. You might have like
Jason.
Tons of kids. I mean, you know, we don't ever
not.
Know where our life is.
There is no try.
I should have epic sex.
I mean,
Nightcore.
I would search for
that's
this,
already
but I don't want to break my harpsichord combo.
I hope so. I love him.
Was that going somewhere, or? Just, you know?
Well, yeah. We'll figure it out later.
You know. You know!
Oh.
Isn't it? You might be the next Hitler, I mean. Hope
that's
not,
true.
But...
Hey,
that's...
Harry.
I mean,
Harry,
I
have to ask you an important question. Who's the best anime girl?
Can you be on the next one, please?
Can you be on the next one and just be muted the whole time?
She'll be waiting for you.
Nice strat.
Didn't we used to have, like, a little song we played at the beginning of these?
Scattered Afterthoughts without Bradbury.
Holy crap.
Well, I'm gonna make
entirely
I actually like new thing.
Yeah, darn tootin' it is.
This epic sax guy Nightcore is pretty good.
I was for like super
jamming.
Like racist. I'm glad you didn't.
Harrison,
hear
it.
You
did.
You should open
but, you know,
it in
Harrison,
a tab,
you broke the
right?
Mood.
Then open another tab and have Nightcore.
I wish more of you guys were playing Mario Maker because I want to talk about that on here.
Okay. I'm gonna kill myself. I'm gonna die. Because overdose on anime.
I really enjoy it.
Answer the question!
I don't know. Katsura Kotoha from School Days. Kotonoha. That's the girl in this. That's this girl in this Nightcore. So, nope.
I'm disappointed you didn't say something just like disgustingly sexist. Like, that's what I come to expect from you.
Is that like, is that like
that
Ace of Spades?
Time.
Yes.
Mario Maker, I don't... Mario Maker is a game where you paid to become a level designer.
Playing
pay
Credibots
money
on
to make content. Your own game.
Credibots.
Okay, go on to Steam. There's a game called RoboCraft. Really good.
RoboCraft.
New features. Yeah. They update it all the time.
Is that what you meant to say?
It sounds really
yes. Yes, we have. We were terrible. I'm good at
wait,
it.
Wait, is
now.
That game where you make like tanks
play
and stuff?
A lot. You make
oh
robots,
my gosh,
yeah,
it was
little
so
block.
Bad. Like we didn't have any armor or anything.
You were really bad. It's like BattleBots with like block physics that you build a little robot and then the enemy can blow off blocks and you have to like limp back to base.
It's like
and,
World
like,
of
it sounds really fun.
If your tank was terrible.
I mean, you can have, yeah, it has lasers and force fields and neat things in it.
On the other hand, your tank can be a hot air balloon. So you got that going for it.
Man, what happened to Guns of Icarus?
It still runs like
game.
Crap. I got like... Well, I don't know. I haven't played in a while, to be fair. But last time I checked, with dual 980s and an i7, I got like 60 frames? Max?
I played that... Last time I played that, I played it for like 4 hours with one crew. Just constantly. We were just like, we got it to an art.
All I want is like Guns of Icarus, except it's not like flying gunships with like steampunk guns. It's just like pirates. That's all I want. I just want to be able to shoot cannons. I just want like
just
normal
ships
and stuff.
I don't know. I feel like that takes.
Yeah. But instead of doing
down.
Guns of Icarus, where it's like small squads on ships that do a lot of damage, I just want like. Regular old pirate ships.
They'll get around to it
with
someday.
Like 50 people on board.
They made
did we play like a
yes,
game
it was
mod
so bad
that?
Because it was Gary's mod.
It was oh bad, God. But the idea
that was
about
quality.
If it wasn't for all the oh lag and the fact that remember our boat would fall off the waterfall, but then go upside down and go
yeah.
back up the waterfall.
No. I actually remember Jason and I got on this some like post-apocalypse roleplay server.
Future note to myself
one time.
Or
yeah, but I was like,
else
we were weirdly
to listen
into
to this
it,
episode.
But it just,
to
it
this
wasn't
point.
Able to go.
Go
there.
Download Gmod and go look for Gmod Pirate.
It is simultaneously
yeah.
the note best ended. And the worst.
It's
are you like
probably
a little
the most
time
fun
capsule?
It probably fixed all the bugs by now.
No, it's Gmod. They never.
Those aren't
never.
Bugs. Those are features.
There is an achievement that is like
I'm not
you
about that way.
200 and I have that achievement.
You played a game.
One of my friends
you
was over
500 missing textures. That was weird, man. That was weird.
I don't have that achievement.
It was just a
that
to
sounds
be a
like,
bad
like the description of a really weird relationship.
All right.
It's like we were both into it, but it just really wasn't going anywhere. You know?
That's why me and John aren't together anymore.
I'm a ball eater.
It didn't work out, but we're still
yeah,
friends.
And you can
you
see
know?
The kids like, you can see the kids every weekend at least.
Oh yeah, I found it. The achievement is called Bad Coder. Experience 500 programming errors.
It has like the little
and
the hologram
that
message like R2-D2 did with Princess Leia. And it's just like it's
there's
people
also
playing
one
game.
Where you eat 200 balls called Ball Eater.
Find Michael Jordan.
I don't understand the context. But it...
It's like a
Why? You're missing out.
I play baseball now.
Would you like to? Come.
She's a ball eater.
Ball is life.
Oh my gosh.
But the goal, like the exhaust port of like the new Death Star, so it blows up, so it blows it up.
That's basically like the Star, training sequence between Yoda.
It's like their planet
is just
like the Star Killer base. Michael
Jordan teaching attackers how to play basketball.
I don't know.
And all he does is teach him. He just teaches him. Just like some really weird basic dribble, and at the very end, he just teaches him how to do the ultimate move that is literally just dunking. That's it.
You learned that you can cheat by using the force.
No, because I don't have anything that I can play it on. But if one of you wants to get me something for that, I'd gladly.
You gotta dribble it down this corridor.
Yeah. It's kind of weird. You're just like a bunch of gross
paper. You can't let Darth Vader get it.
You're so fine, Geronimo. I would literally buy you. Put you in my pocket. Put me in the bank sometimes. And catch you.
Oh, man. Dark Souls 3 is going to come out eventually. And didn't Deus Ex, the new one, come out?
But Dark Souls 3, though, Blake, when Dark Souls 3 comes out, are we all going to go through hell together?
You're darn right we are. Yeah.
Does it look like I'm made of money?
Accepted.
As if so, that's a very nice compliment, but still.
Girl, you're looking fine. Like fine dollar bills. Stop this. Stop, please.
Dragons normally have.
Souls 2, or 3. There's bigger skeletons than ever. Almost Halloween. Spooky, scary.
Everything I learned from Dark Souls was just... I think it could be summed up
trust nothing.
By... Was it Dark Souls? Was it Dark Souls 1 or 2 with the giant teeth dragon monster lizard thing?
That's one.
When
that's
I saw best. That...
That's Dark Souls.
And I looked at the crocodile, and I was like,
this
isn't going to be too bad.
I want to play the Souls game
and
so
then
bad.
And then it opened up a map.
I would want to do multiplayer, like, okay, so I want to do it on PC, but my laptop's about out of space.
And then it turned into a dragon thing. And I was like, all right, game, all right. And
then they had wings. I just play, like, JRPGs.
And then they had... But it wasn't just... It looked like a giant lizard, and then it had wings, and I was like, okay. All right. That's what kind of game this is, huh?
It has horrible teeth. What kind of game some rocks now it can fly.
And I'll have you know that it only took me 25 tries to beat that.
Still not beating it. I just haven't.
No, I mean, it took me 25 tries to beat the boss.
49 hours of it.
To beat the boss.
Oh. I thought you meant the game.
Hmm.
I feel like this is actually a blessing, Joshua, because I've seen people, like, just almost pull out their hair playing this game.
But to be fair, my first run through, Dark Souls, was it, which one has the, it was Dark Souls 1, I guess. First run
Aren't
through
they
Dark
doing
Souls.
A Bloodborne 2?
Find the bridge find dragon? A Black Knight. A Black Knight. And I literally waste all I have to kill this guy are bombs that I was given just through the tutorial.
He's an optional mini
I literally boss. Use every bomb and weapon I have to kill this guy, expecting... I don't even know what I expected. And I got the Black Knight sword.
And levels of loot.
Which is apparently a rare drop. to me, I assumed that this game wasn't that hard. Until Blake informed me otherwise. And then eventually the monsters caught up with the sword stats, yeah, and I was like,
You got the super sword.
But eventually the monsters caught up with the stats to the point that I was like, oh. This game's difficult.
My best...
But the best part of my Dark Souls experience is that
I don't know how I feel about Bloodborne.
I decided I was going to play through the whole game with a two-handed Black Knight Grey Axe and nothing else. And I got it on my first try.
How many times?
Or at least that's how I like to remember it.
How many times have you beaten that game, Blake?
Beaten it probably 4 or 5 times. Dark Souls 2, really? I've only beaten once.
I beat Dark Souls 2 twice.
I might have beaten it twice.
Oh yeah, you have like the laser sword, right?
The lake.
Oh,
the lake sucks. Like all I know is that for that one lake thing level, we all just helped each other.
It's there wasn't even a question of like,
do you want help with this? It was just like, let me help you.
Or
none of you helped me. The economy or.
Yeah, I mean,
I decided to play.
I had to step away for like 5 minutes, and you guys are already.
I don't know the details surrounding that, but
what's the hardcore quest?
There's a bunch of new Godzilla movies we're gonna be getting. I have a lot to be excited for, but also
they have the blue sword.
The hardcore people.
You mean the Covenant?
Yeah, the hardcore. I was playing the hardcore Covenant. And I got all the way to the lake, and now I'm all like,
right,
and I did not, and I'm still there.
It'll be like,
oh my gosh, there's a lot stop of things.
Stop threatening! You look down, and at the entrance is just like the plate with eggs. Everyone gasps.
There's a giant hurricane going on right now in Mexico. Or probably
what?
Entire cities are being drowned and or destroyed.
Godzilla rampaging through Tokyo.
No.
It's terrible.
Godzilla!
That's racist. All of your happiness is gonna be sullied by when you just randomly think back to that egg. You're gonna be at the peak of everything.
It's gonna be your wedding day,
Wars, and then
and you're, all you're gonna think about that is that egg. I have a confession to make.
Nothing. I was just thinking, like, I'm amazed you don't have food poisoning.
Like, I am actually in awe of your...
I am amazed by your constitution.
I didn't realize until just
now. Do you
now.
Have a constitution modifier?
Apparently, the channel that I was watching, listening to Harpsichord, Fox Complete Works of Harpsichord, there are 3 different musicians on the same channel that play the complete works of Shake of Nuts.
Yeah, the maybe a bit more frequent, and hopefully in the future.
One of them is 2 hours.
Yeah, totally. And then probably
2 hours and 8 minutes.
A bit more.
One of them is 1 hour and 20 minutes.
A bit more organized. Well, actually, if you know, Geronimo and Corbin and everyone come down over Thanksgiving, I wonder if we could do like a recording in the same room together. Yeah.
Fuck, I'm hurt.
This guy would be like the night core of.
So I guess we'll just go from here and see how things go.
Life.
Oh my gosh.
And several other opiates.
Alright. Yeah. I think this is like. I think this is great. So if you guys just joining us again, thanks for listening to us, especially if you stayed with us this long. This is probably going to be the new standard kind of format, quote unquote.
I hope we talk before Christmas. So,
but I think this podcast for right now will be our main platform.
I don't think I can make it this Christmas. I'll have to try for next Christmas.
We're going to meet in 2018, right?
We'll see. We'll probably... it'll be weird because we'll need like a lot of mics. But anyway... Yeah, but you can probably expect it to be more frequent. It's going to be less... It'll be less formatted, less scheduled, and more free-flowing. Oh,
do we still have a YouTube channel?
Hell yeah, we do.
If so, I need to, like, post some stuff of, like, organ music.
Anytime we have time. We'll just... I don't know. It might just be that I give everyone access to the channel, so that if we ever feel like we want to record something, we can just post it on there. And that'll be great. Yeah, so just get used to the format. This is what it's going to be like. It's just going to be a lot of friends talking about random stuff. We have, about 15 minutes of content? We've got 15 minutes of content and maybe, like, an hour of
content. All right, yeah, that's, I mean, close.
And that's the way it should be, I think.
No, so, Mom, I was just listening to Harpsichord.
Yeah, we have to believe in that.
Please.
Hey, check out this guy. Check out the musician who is the Nightcore of Nightcore piano.
No, Mom, it's Bob.
What is his name, actually? Because we've been talking about him. Oh, what is this guy?
We need to plug him.
His name is Ant.
Literally Hentai.
A-U-E-N-O-L-L-Y.
Well, what is this person's name? Do you know this person's name at all?
Yeah, it's in the title.
Pierre?
It's literally Hentai.
Pierre Hentai.
Pierre Hentai.
Oh, that's rather
Pierre important. Pierre Hentai.
That's the best name.
Hantai with two dots over the I.
That has weird French that eyes.
Double dotted.
I forgot what it's actually called.
What a play. Yeah.
All right. I guess that's it for this episode. Thanks again for listening.
Is that hentai?
We'll see you next time.
Oh. Bye.